Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 168.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast.
Learn jazz piano without all the guesswork.
Now, your host, Brendan Lowe.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, where we have one mission, that is to help you achieve jazz piano freedom so that you can express your true inner soul and emotions instead of having to copy what others have shown you. Now, we do this by providing structured and organized jazz piano education on specific jazz piano tools that you can then take and use over any tune so that you have complete jazz piano freedom. Hey everyone, just a quick little note before we get started. I recorded this podcast while shooting a video. So the recording is actually from a video. So if you want to see the video of me teaching everything on this, just like you usually do with the lessons, you can just go to jazzpianoschool.com and it'll be on our main podcast page. Okay? That's it. Enjoy.
All right. Hey there, everyone. Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast. This is going to be episode number 168. So what we are doing here is that you may have noticed we haven't done a podcast in a week or two, and I put out one recently, I think 2 weeks ago, on the power of music, but we are gearing up and getting ready for the release and huge, huge launch of our brand new platform and website, which is going to be Jazz Piano School 2.0. Now, inside is going to be incredible, incredible features, design, navigation, user experience. So many great things, fun videos, entertaining stuff, bloopers from me, as you're going to see on this podcast as well. I don't want to give it all away, but it's going to be absolutely fantastic. Obviously, you can see I'm very scruffy, haven't shaved in a while, right? I'm completely kind of like scatterbrained right now. All this construction is going on in my place right now too, so I'm getting used to the echo because we just had floors put down, so it's all crazy. But the good news is I'm working my butt off, right, to get this amazing, amazing new website out to you and released on October 7th, okay? So that's gonna be the launch release date, October 7th. Now, in this particular podcast, this one and next week is gonna be broken into two parts. And I'm gonna be talking about the new structure of Jazz Piano School, where we're headed, what we're doing. And occasionally I like to do these and give these different updates, right? So that's what I'm gonna be doing. I'm gonna be talking about the new structure of education that we're gonna be unveiling and also progressing forward, because we're not done. This is gonna be phase one of our launch. All right, now the great thing about this particular podcast and next week is if you want the PDF download of the Success Path test that I'm gonna be giving out, handing out, so you can know exactly what stage you're in. And this is all gonna make sense when I start educating, or teaching rather. Go to jazzpianoschool.com/new-launch. jazzpianoschool.com/new-launch. L-A-U-N-C-H, launch, right? And you will, first of all, you can, enter your name and your email address rather to get on an email list, because we're gonna have amazing, amazing videos coming, an educational workshop coming leading up to the release of the website. And this workshop is gonna be much more in depth than I'm gonna be explaining today, going into really, really great stuff about the education, my philosophies, and the education at Jazz Piano School as well. So definitely, definitely, if you're not on the email list, get on the email list so you can get access to that workshop. It's going to have many more PDFs for you to go through and work through and really experience what we're creating here at Jazz Piano School. So jazzpianoschool.com/new-launch, okay, to get on our email list. That way you can get the PDF for the specialty course test, the Success Path test, and as well as you'll get all the videos as well. All right, so anyway, that's enough talk. October 7th is the release date. I was gonna say the time, but I forgot it. I don't know what time. It's gonna be early in the morning, okay? Probably like 7 a.m.-ish. The new success path that we've created is gonna be a success path blueprint. I had a little lisp there, success path blueprint, right? Now what we've done here is we have six total stages. And these stages essentially are different parts of a building house process. Now the reason I created this analogy was so you can kind of make a bond between your mentality of what stage you're in the process of building a house, because I truly believe jazz piano is a process. It's not a guessing game, it's not a swirly path, right? You are creating something with tools. You're following a blueprint, you're using tools, and you're creating a finished product. And that's exactly what you're doing, okay? So what you wanna be doing here, and I'm gonna be talking about the success path more right now, is that you wanna go and get the test that I just gave you. Take the test and you'll know exactly what stage you're in. Now, like I said, there's six different stages, but we start with stage zero. That is the ground floor. This is someone who knows nothing at all about jazz piano, right? This stage is called laying the foundation, just like when we're building a house, right? We need to clear the land, lay the foundation, okay? Now, in the video workshop, that's gonna be coming, if you're on our email list, right? I'm gonna be going into in-depth into every single stage. You're also gonna get a PDF handout of the blueprint of all the different items in each stage, okay? That's why you wanna get this. I'm not gonna do that right now because it's gonna take too long, but stage zero, laying the foundation. This is someone who knows nothing about jazz. In this stage, again, we're laying the foundation, we're creating, you know, the solid base we need in order to start advancing our jazz piano education and putting on layers on top after we've created the foundation. Remember, if we don't have a solid foundation, it's gonna be a train wreck, right? So that's gonna be stage zero. Stage number one, after you move through that, is going to be called building the frame. All right, so building the frame. So once we have our foundation, then we're putting the frame on top of that. Now again, the frame is going to be a little bit further than what we did with the foundation. Now we're starting to improvise, right? We're starting to get into jazz harmony and theory a little bit, okay? We're starting to take it a little bit further. We're starting to learn the basics of jazz. When we're laying down the foundation, it's more about general musical things that are gonna lead into jazz, but they're definitely a precursor into that stuff. Stage one, we're laying the frame now, getting a little bit more involved in the theory, right? The harmony, stuff like that, voicings. Okay, really basic stuff still, seventh chords. Stage two, okay, as we're moving on, right, is gonna be the inner guts, all right? So the inner guts of the house, what is that gonna be, right? It's gonna be electricity, it's gonna be plumbing, it's gonna be insulation, right? All these different inner guts things that need to go in, right, in the frame now, okay? So we have kind of this like shell with the frame. Now we got these inner guts. Now think about it. The inner guts is really kind of what operates the house. Your electricity, your plumbing, your insulation. You got all this hidden stuff, right? That's gonna be happening behind the scenes. Now, this stuff is, we're getting really, you know, further into, again, jazz harmony and theory, improv, voicings, but these things, this is kind of what I call the point of no return. We're getting into that stage actually. So right now, I mean, we gotta make sure these things are really solid, right? Because in the next stage, I'll just jump ahead one more stage so you can kind of get the analogy. Stage number three, I call the stage sealing it up. This is called drywall, painting, flooring, right? So we're sealing it up. Now, if we seal up a house that has leaks, the electrical wiring is kind of faulty, right? It's got other problems happening, guess what? Our house is gonna be shooting out water. It's gonna be like lighting on fire, catching on fire, right? No one wants that, right? And that's a terrible, terrible thing to have. So like I said, stage two is very important because we gotta make sure these things are so solid. And again, these are gonna be really, really fundamental jazz concepts, improv concepts that we're gonna be working on, jazz harmony and theory, playing tunes, analyzing tunes, improvisation techniques, strategies, methods, really, really solid voicing concepts you gotta nail down. All these things you have to nail down, very, very important. Now, when we get to stage three, again, this is the stage that I like to call the point of no return. All right, so in this stage, we're putting the walls on. right? There's no going back here because we're sealing everything up. We're putting the flooring down, we're sealing the floors, we're sealing the walls, and we're painting, ladies and gentlemen, right? We're actually sealing everything up. And the great thing about this is that even though it's the point of no return, right? If you feel comfortable after you've moved through this stage, then guess what? We kind of have a finished product at this point because you have like a livable house. You got your walls up, you got your floors down, right? You don't have any furniture yet. You don't have any finishing touches or anything like that, but you have a livable like house you can kind of walk around and live in, right? Now, how does that translate? Well, in jazz piano, right? You can play tunes. You know, you can get by, you can read charts, you can solo, you can improvise, you can comp, you can play voicings. You are a jazz pianist, but there's still so much to learn, right? But you can, you know, feel confident about playing. That's a great thing about stage three. Now, we have two more stages, right? We have stage four, okay? Now, after stage three, now remember, we've gone through stage zero, stage one, stage two, and stage three, okay? So again, stage three we just came from was sealing it up, right? Now stage four is called furnishing the house, right? We gotta put furniture in, okay? We gotta put rugs down, right? We gotta put desks, chairs, things like that. Now, again, we're moving into pro concepts here, right? These pro concepts are gonna be concepts that are gonna really give you, you know, that pro atmosphere, the pro sound, because we got everything else, right? The furniture and the desks, all that stuff is the pro sound. Advanced voicings, advanced improv, advanced comping, right? Advanced chart reading, all this good stuff, okay? So think about the house. You know, you've done so many things up to that point. You've laid the foundation, right? You've put the frame up. You've put the inner guts in, right? Electricity, plumbing. And again, you've sealed it up. You put the walls, the floors, and you paint it, right? Then you finally, stage four, you put the furniture in, the rugs, the desks, the chairs, the tables, all that good stuff, the appliances, right? You're finally at stage five, right? Now, after stage four, you can confidently call yourself a jazz pianist, right? You don't have to be hesitant. You have to be shy, like, oh, you know, I kind of play jazz piano. I just do it as a hobby, really, or I don't really play, but I like to kind of mess around. You don't have to say that anymore. You have to be shy. Yeah, I'm a jazz pianist, right? You can say it like that. Yeah, I play jazz piano. I'm a jazz pianist. You can even take gigs at this point, right? Stage number five is going to be the finishing touches. The finishing touches. So the finishing touches, all right, are going to be all the minute details in small things that really kind of bring your playing, elevate your playing and make it elegant, classy, and just make it shine, right? Allow you to express your true soul, who you are as a person, not anyone else, right? We're not playing transcriptions right now. We're not copying licks. You're expressing your soul, your emotions, your pain, your heartache, your happiness, your joy, your inspiration, and everything else through the gift and music of jazz. That's what this stage allows you to do. It's more advanced concepts, it's conceptual, right? Putting the finishing touches on everything, the plants, right? Paintings, pillows, I left that part off the stage, right? The finishing touches, plants, paintings, pillows, that's what I call it. That's the part in the house, right? Where you're buying those little kind of throw blankets, right? Or the cool pillows, right? You're hanging up pictures, you're putting the plants in. It's all of the finishing touches in the house that make it feel warm and cozy, right? You know, and make it feel like you want to be there. That's exactly what stage five is. So this, my friends, is our brand new success path that's going to be in Jazz Piano School. And it's phenomenal because when you take the test, that's at the URL I gave you, jazzpianoschool.com/new-launch. You'll know exactly what stage you're in. Now, what is the significance behind that? Well, first of all, if you want to get somewhere on a map, what do you do, right? What do you do when you're at a mall, right? When you're trying to look for a shoe store, you want to go somewhere. You want to go to the shoe store. You want to go to the game store. You want to go to, you know, the pants store, the jewelry store, you know? Not the big outlet ones, though, that specific, that real good one, right? That's the boutique, the little small one, okay? So you're like, where is the store? You go to the map. What's the very, very first thing you do? What do you do? I can hear you. I can hear you saying it right now. All you guys listening and watching, okay? Yeah, you look for the You are here, X, right? On the mall map. Because guess what? If you don't know where you are, you can't get anywhere because you don't know where you're going. Have you ever thought about that? Because some people, it's so hilarious because when I tell them that, you're like, it's like a mind blown, right? Huge epiphany for people. I just love to watch people's reactions, right? Definitely go ahead and comment if you had that experience just now. But you need to know where you are. And guess what? 99% of students don't know where they are on their journey. Now, what's the reason behind this? Well, number one, they don't even know that there is a path to follow to learn jazz piano and have musical freedom and success with jazz piano, right? So they don't even know they can be in one spot. So essentially, they're just like wandering aimlessly with their eyes closed and not even believe. It's like floating in space. That's essentially what 99% of students are doing. So you got my point, you got my analogy. With the success path, with the assessment test at jazzpianoschool.com/new-launch, you'll get the test. You can know exactly what stage you're starting in. That tells you where you are. Now, you know exactly where you are. You know exactly how to get to where you're going because all you do is follow the path. You follow the success path stages I just talked about, all step by step, all the practice materials, everything like that is all sequential in order. Now, I'm going to talk about one quick problem, you know, that people have, that students have outside of jazz piano school, and that is when you go to buy a course, let's say you buy a course from another online jazz piano site, right? I'm not gonna really name names, but just think about it. If you've bought a course, right? First, let me ask you some questions. How do you know that course is the appropriate level for you, one? Well, usually it says beginner, intermediate, advanced. Okay, cool. That's a very, very general statement, right? Wouldn't you agree? And first of all, how do you know if you are a beginner, intermediate, advanced? Like, are you assessing yourself and being like, yeah, I'm kind of a beginner, even though I've been playing for 5 years, or I'm an intermediate player, you know, but I've only been playing for 2 months. You know, some people have huge egos, so they think they might be an intermediate player. Some people are very humble. They think they might be a beginner, but they're actually really advanced. You have no idea. That's my point. Now, you don't know if that material you're learning is right for you in your journey. In your journey, not mine, not anyone else's, your journey, right? That material is not made for where you are. It's simply a grab bag. It's a library, right? It's a pickup. It's a scrapyard. It's a junkyard. You're trying to put the pieces together yourself. And guess what? Are you the teacher, right? Are you the teacher? Are you teaching yourself? Do you know how to teach jazz piano? Unfortunately, you don't, right? That's why you're listening to this. That's why, you know, you're here learning about jazz piano. And if you did know, then you'd know how to play jazz piano, but you don't. So why are you gonna try and pick courses that you think is gonna get you what you want, right? That's like me trying to build a car, let's say, from parts, and I know nothing about cars. This is a true statement. I know nothing about cars. I go and I buy something for a car. I'll be like, yeah, okay, this is probably about right. And then, you know, the technician comes in and says, hey man, you don't have this, you don't have this, you don't have this. You don't even need that part right now, right? That you're not even ready for that. You gotta do all of this before you get there. And I'll be like, well, I need this. I mean, this is cool though, I want this, right? Like, yeah, it's cool, but you don't have any use for that, right? That's what it's like. Or you go to the gym, right? You're like, oh, I need this machine, right? I need to get my biceps big, right? You know, and you have these goals. You know, people have goals to lose weight or do these types of things, and then they think they need these particular machines, and then a professional comes in, a trainer, and says, hey, well, why are you using this machine? You know, you just told me your goals are to do X, Y, Z, but this machine is not gonna get you there. That's exactly what it's like. And when you jump around from course, buying course to course, when you watch all these YouTube videos, it's the ice cream effect. You want the cool stuff. Trust me, I was there. I was there, like I was like, oh, give me the good stuff. Give me the bread and butter, right? Give me the cool licks. I wanna learn the Art Tatum lines. I wanna learn the Oscar Peterson lines. I wanna learn all the cool voicings. So what do you type in YouTube? You go to YouTube, you type in Oscar Peterson voicings, you type in cool jazz voicings. I want the Bill Evans voicings. Guess what? That's the ice cream effect. You're going for the shiny object. You're not playing the long game. And I want to ask you a question. Do you want to play the short game and constantly experience frustration and struggle and overwhelm of information online? Because you can get lost in the internet. There's so much information in there and you have no idea what's right for you in your current path. Or do you want to play the long game? Do you want to build your jazz piano house so that you're confident about each and every single piece of material you learn being the exact right step and level for you to bring you to your goal, right? And when you follow this plan, it feels amazing. It's relieving, right? Of all the tension and stress, because when you follow the plan, you know you're gonna get to your goal. You're gonna accomplish jazz piano freedom, right? So hopefully a lot of the stuff I'm saying makes sense. Now, Jazz Piano School is the only online jazz piano site with a Success Path Blueprint curriculum, right? That has all the jazz education that you need in a specific and sequential order so that when you go in, when you take our test and you start in a specific stage, you can follow down the journey from the stage, from the level that you're at, move through the steps and reach your goal. Now, that's not all that we have in Jazz Piano School. And there's so much amazing, great new stuff that we're putting in there. And it's fantastic. I'm gonna talk about that next week, but I'm gonna wrap it up here. So that's our main, core Jazz Piano Success Path Blueprint, all right? Which is essentially our curriculum. Used to be our main curriculum. Now we've transferred to our Success Path Blueprint, all right? And again, 6 different stages. 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, all relating to building of a house. That way you can conceptualize each and every stage. Now, don't forget to go take your test so you know exactly what stage you're in. And again, you'll be put onto our email list. You'll get our new workshop that's gonna be happening. It's really, really awesome. Really fantastic videos, really fantastic education if I say so myself. And lots of free goodies, PDFs, and giveaways for you to work through that are gonna tell you and educate you about yourself, about your playing, about your what stage you're in, and you're gonna get the whole blueprint for the success path. It's absolutely phenomenal. All right, jazzpianoschool.com/new-launch. Now next week, I'm gonna talk about the problem of different skill sets. Because let's say you enter, for example, you enter in that stage 3. Now, someone that has been jumping around from course to course, let's say you go buy a course on beginner jazz piano at a different website. And then you buy another course from on voicings, right? So you may have 2 high levels of comprehension on beginner fundamentals and voicings, right? What do you do about the other categories, right? The other skill sets? How do we improve them so we can start to match the levels that you already have, right? It's like in a video game, you may have I don't want to share too much because I don't want to give it away, but it's like a video game, right? You may have a skill set for magic. And we're going to start nerding out real bad, guys. Here we go. So please don't hate me. You may just right when I said that word, right? You may have a high skill set for magic, but you have a low skill set for hand-to-hand combat or blacksmith, right? Creating your own tools, right? So you have different skill sets, and that's exactly what jazz piano is. But guess what? I've solved the problem. My team at Jazz Piano School has solved the problem with me, and I'm gonna talk about all of that in the next video and what we do to tackle that, all right? Thank you guys so much for being here. Again, don't forget to get on the email list because we have an amazing, amazing workshop, and you're gonna get all the launch details in, the best way to do that is being on our email list. October 7th, I think 7 a.m. Eastern probably. You'll get the email again if you're on the email list. Download your free stage assessment at jazzpianoschool.com/new-launch. All right, thank you guys so much for watching this video. I'm gonna talk more about where we're headed in Jazz Piano School 2.0. By the way, some of the new features that we got going on, we got flashcards, we got practice tracks for all different types of songs from the Real Book. We're gonna have Real Book charts, transcriptions, and practice workouts. I don't know if you guys knew, but I worked in the gym a lot. That's why I love using the personal trainer strategy and different types of workouts, because I love helping people reach their goals. So the practice workouts are gonna be really fun, short, precise workouts you can do on different jazz piano topics that you can play along with me. It's like, the workout videos. This is where you're like, okay, this guy's stupid. All right, anyway, so I'll see you in the next podcast. Thank you guys so much for watching. jazzpianoschool.com/new-launch. Talk to you in the next one. Have a fantastic day. And as always, happy practicing.